So I think we'll just dive straight into the message then. I think we're ready for it. I mean, it's probably going to feel a little short because usually we're allowed to sing and anyway, here we are. Well, it's pretty exciting to be here again, sharing with you this morning. I feel like I haven't really had that opportunity in a long time because I've been stuck behind a camera and stuck behind a computer editing things together to put online. So this is kind of special. So thank you for allowing me to speak and share this morning. Before we dive into the word, I think it's always a good idea to pray. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would give me the words to speak this morning. Pray that your word would go forth. Holy Spirit, use me to speak and say what you want me to say. I surrender here this morning and I trust in you. And I pray that you do only what you can do. I pray for open hearts, open minds, open ears to hear what you're saying this morning. Thank you that you move powerfully through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Cool. Well, 2020, what a year. I wonder how your year started. I wonder what dreams and hopes you had for this year. Who remembers, anyone remember where they were at the beginning of the pandemic? Yep, a few people. I mean, we were really lucky because we got to go on an amazing holiday. So we got to take a holiday to New Zealand in February, and literally as we flew into Auckland, it was great, and we got to the hotel and then we turned on the news and it was like, New Zealand has its first case of COVID. So we were like, oh, eh, whatever. And we just continued traveling around for 2 weeks, and then we got back to Sydney, luckily. It was like God's perfect timing for us to have a holiday. But we got back to Sydney, and then, you know the rest of the story. Things just got crazy. We couldn't buy toilet paper, which was really weird. We couldn't really buy groceries either. And then it blew up, right? And then fast forward a little bit, in July we had our baby, Beatrix, which is just, it's amazing. I'm just loving every moment of being a dad. People are like, oh, have you got enough sleep? Yeah. We're actually doing really well, so if you're wondering. But it's really awesome to be a dad, and it's just amazing. But I know many of my friends and many of my family had their plans cancelled. I mean, this year has been kind of interesting. Their travel plans were cancelled. I know people who have lost their jobs due to the pandemic, and I know that some businesses have shut down, actually. Like, we were really shocked to just even walk around Bondi Junction and see the amount of shops and businesses that had closed down. So I think it's fair to say that the world feels a little bit crazy at the moment. I mean, not only have we had COVID, but we've been faced with a lot of other stuff as well. Like, it wasn't so long ago that we were faced with bushfires. And then we've had floods. Then, of course, there's COVID. We were also on the brink of a major war at one point. It's pretty crazy. And then what about Black Lives Matter? Had all this crazy stuff thrown at us this year. So kind of been an interesting year. But I know that through all of this, that one thing remains, and that is Jesus. Amen. Hey, that is Jesus. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he remains constant, and he is the rock on which we can fall. He's faithful, he is sovereign, he's still king, he is still the Lord, he holds the whole world in his hands, and we can trust in Jesus. And he is my confidence, He's the only solid rock through everything that life throws at us. He remains constant and he continues to build his church through every season. That's some good news right there. And I don't know about you, but I've kind of heard a few rumors about, oh, this COVID thing, could it be God's judgment on the world right now? There's a lot of theories out there, and I think one of those theories is, oh, the end of the world is near. Well, that could be kind of true, because every day we're alive, we actually draw closer to the end. It's kind of part of life. But Matthew 24:35, it says this, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. No one knows the day or the hour." No. Not even the angels in heaven know. The Son does not know. Only the Father knows. When the Son of Man comes, it will be the same as when Noah lived. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? See, Jesus could come back right now. He could come back tomorrow. He could come back in 100 years. We don't actually know. Nobody knows when he's coming back. You know, I used to have a funny shirt. It was a picture of Jesus, and it used to say, "Look busy, Jesus is coming." Because we actually need to live, and we need to be ready for Jesus to show up at any moment. Nobody knows the exact day when Jesus is returning, but are we ready? Like, if Jesus was to show up in an instant, are we ready for that? So that's just a little food of thought. Food for thought, sorry. But I wonder as well, like, what's been lost in translation? Have you ever sent a text message where you've accidentally had capitals on? Has anyone done that? And like, people get really offended because they think that you're yelling at them, when in actual fact you just actually forgot to put the caps lock off. I've done that so many times, and people receive the text and they totally read it the wrong way. I mean, here's another kind of funny, well, funny for me. But when I used to date Raina, I used to say, "Oh, I look so good standing next to you." And what I had meant by that was, "You're so beautiful, and I'm like a zero, you're like a 10. That's what I had meant by that. But she took it like, "What are you trying to say? Like, I'm ugly?" Like, I did not mean that at all. But I wonder what we can lose sometimes in translation when we read the word. So I wanted to look at today, I wanted to look at Luke chapter 4, and we're going to look at verses 14 to 21. So just to get a bit of context for this, this is at a time when Jesus had just been into the wilderness. He had been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and he had faced all these temptations from the devil. So it picks up at verse 14. "Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all of the surrounding region. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all." So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Synagogue, church, back in the day. And stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. It would have been a big scroll. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." Verse 19, I love this. "To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord's," "to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." I'm not sure what translation that is, but I'm reading the King James Version here. "Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him, and he began to say to them, 'Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.'" That's pretty cool. So, back to that question of, is God judging us? Is COVID a result of God's judgment on earth? Here's another thing to ponder. I wonder what I wonder what people hear when they hear the name of Jesus. Like, I'm not just talking about Christians here. I'm talking about your friends at work, people out in the world. I wonder what people hear when they hear the name Jesus. Or even further, I wonder what people hear when they hear the name of his followers, Christians. I just ponder this quite a bit, you know, like what do they hear? Do they hear judgment or do they hear acceptance? And I'm not just talking about like God's judgment on sin, but sometimes his people, his followers, they're all about, oh, I got to be better. I got to be good. I'm never good enough. I got to be more polite. I got to try harder. I got to read the Bible. I got to attend church every day. Well, we only have church on Sunday, but we have other things through the week. I got to stop fighting. And you know, sometimes being a Christian becomes a little bit like a brownie point system. I feel kind of holy this week because I didn't say one swear word all week. Awesome. Or I never miss church. I don't think I've ever missed church for a very long time, actually. I don't know about you, but this is what I'm trying to get at. I don't know about you, but I have a lot of friends who would actually never step foot in a church because, you know, they don't have the right clothes. They don't know what the heck to say. They don't fit in. They don't even read the Bible. Jeez. Every second word is, I'm not going to repeat it, but just trying to put this out there. You know, I have a lot of gay friends who would never come to church in fear of being judged. And I think the world seems to struggle with the concept of religion, right? Christianity, doctrine. Oh my gosh, doctrine. When we think about even our denomination, we've had so much argument about doctrine. I think we've all heard a lot of sermons, but I wonder what the tone is of the sermons. Is it that we're bad and we need to do better? But I wonder what Jesus' tone was when he was speaking in the synagogue, in the church. I mean, wouldn't it be amazing if Jesus could just like show up and give a sermon? I would pay everything to see that. That would just be absolutely incredible. Well, you're stuck with me, so I'm sorry. But here we have Jesus reading the scriptures, right? And it's possible that this is his first time reading the scriptures in church. And what is he saying? What's his tone? 2020 is a year of judgment? No. See, it's interesting how much of the Christianity's culture is tied up in judgment and wrath, and often we hear about God's great judgment has started. And this is not the time of God's great judgment. Jesus announces that it's actually God's great acceptance that has begun. And it's been going on for 2,000 years. That's pretty cool. Think about that. Everyone just stares at Jesus. He drops this truth bomb. These scriptures are coming true in front of you today. Imagine that. Been in the room when that happened. But Jesus didn't only claim to be a teacher or just an example for us to follow. He didn't claim that, hey, this is the better way to live, be nicer and be caring. No, Jesus is the only one who can save us from ourselves. He's the only one who can save us from our errors, our wrongs, our sins. He is the one who takes away the sins of the world. That is good news. John 14:6 says, He is the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to the Father except through Him. And He declares that this year is the year of God's great acceptance. That's some very good news. And this year is a year of God's forgiveness and grace and mercy and love. God accepts man, and this scripture is fulfilled in the person of Jesus. And I wonder, sometimes we can lose things in translation. Like, you know, when you send the text message in caps. But sometimes we can take God's acceptance and somehow throw out judgment on others instead of acceptance. Sometimes we just hear things totally different. Do we feel like God is distant? Do we feel like there's some judgment going on? Do we feel like something is so, so wrong? Do we feel like God is mad? I mean, have we got some... I don't know, but before I knew God, I sometimes thought God was just angry up in the sky with, like, you know, just sits up there and He just rains thunder. Maybe we've heard from others what God is like. And I wonder why we judge. I know we don't probably do it knowingly. I mean, I think I can be very judgmental at times. But why do we judge? Well, it feels good. It raises us up while putting others down. But God sees all sin the same. There's no, this sin is worse than that sin. It's all sin to God. But somehow, instead of hearing great acceptance, we've possibly heard great judgment. This is all right. I'm going pretty deep here, eh? But this is the good news of Jesus. And I think for many people, the good news of Jesus is just too good to be true. I mean, how could you really believe that there is this Savior of the universe who takes away the sins of the world, who gives you righteousness, who makes you right with God? But it really affects our worldview. And when we look at the world, I mean, how many political parties there are? I remember voting... When was our last vote? I think it was a couple of years ago. But I remember looking through the political parties, and there was one with, like, there was one about guns and fishing. Okay. I don't know how that... But there's so much, right? And I think that sometimes we as Christians can often think that it's our time or our job at times to administer judgment. When Jesus didn't actually come to bring judgment, but He came to bring acceptance. And my hope is that our church, that church in the marketplace, would proclaim that this is a place of God's great acceptance. What does that even mean? Well, God loves you, and He welcomes you and accepts you. For all of those who believe in Jesus. Maybe you've heard of John 3:16. Does everyone know that verse? I'm going to read it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that for whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It's probably one of the most famous scriptures. But what about John 3:17, the verse after that? It says, For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. It's pretty cool. What about John 12:47? If anyone hears my words but does not keep them, I do not judge that person, for I did not come to judge the world but to save the world. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. The very words I have spoken will condemn them at the last day. So I know my message is pretty simple this morning, but I just wanted to share straight gospel. Jesus comes to save and rescue. And church is about our Savior Jesus, and it's about the rescue that comes with that. Church is not a home, of judgment or condemnation. It is the home of God's great acceptance through Jesus Christ. And just as the worship team sang this morning, God leaves the 99 and goes after the one. And does this affect our whole lives? I'm talking about, how does this affect our families, our friends, our work? Does it change our whole perspective on things? Are we spreading the good news of acceptance, love, mercy, and grace? Like, here's the question. When people hang out with you, do they feel they're accepted into your whatever you're doing? Do they feel loved? Or do people feel judged when they hang around you? I mean, I don't know about you, but I've hung out around with some people who I just feel judged by them, eh? And I hate to say it, but maybe some of you guys have feel judged by me. I'm talking about, like, you know, when we're around people who don't know Christ, do they feel that acceptance and love and mercy? Or are we like, stop swearing, stop acting this way, get your life together? You know, we are actually possibly their only link to Jesus. It's kind of like going for an interview for a job in a company that you really, really respect, right? Let's just take Apple. This is not a true story. This is just an analogy. But let's take Apple, for example. Now think about, you go for an interview for Apple and you're like so excited. You have this, like, you know, working for Apple. Apple's amazing. And you walk in and then you start to have the interview. And the interviewer just starts talking down to you and starts judging you. What would you do in that situation? I don't know about you, but I'd probably be like, see you later. I'm out of here. Nice knowing you. I'm going to go work for another company. But in the same way, we are ambassadors for Christ. And we represent him to other people. And I think we misrepresent Jesus by judging people instead of accepting them. So I want to just close and read Isaiah 61. If you get anything from this message, just accept people. No judgment. Accept. But Isaiah 61 says this: "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me." This is the scripture that Jesus preached out of when he was in Luke. "Because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes." Isn't that incredible? God gives us a crown of beauty instead of ashes. The oil of joy instead of mourning. And a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. I love this. "They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." I don't know what this year has been like for you, 2020. Maybe you feel a bit like a leaf being blown in the wind. But I love what this says. We are oaks of righteousness. Now, when all this craziness is going on, we have righteousness in Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "He made him who knew no sin to become sin, that we might become the righteousness of God." Pretty amazing. We are oaks of righteousness. Our roots go deep. We're immovable. Your joy will go on forever. That's pretty amazing. Heaven. See, this here, earth is not our final destination. It is not our home. It's only home temporarily, but heaven is our home. And you know, we're all missionaries as well. Each and every one of us are missionaries. And we're here to get this message out about God's great acceptance through Jesus Christ. So that's all I've got this morning. So I'd like to just pray now, and then we're going to sing Come to the Altar. The worship team's going to sing. But let's close our eyes and pray. Jesus, we thank you for your great acceptance. Thank you for your great love. I pray that you would help each and every one of us to spread the good news of the gospel. Help us to love and to accept each other. And help us to shine your light in this world. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would fill our hearts with your love. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.